The practice begins. Take in a deep breath, and as you breathe out, make that lovely, delicious sound. And two more times, please, in your own time. Breathe in. Close your eyes, let your arms rest on the floor alongside you. If it's comfortable to have your palms facing the ceiling, do so, but palms facing the body is also fine. Move your awareness to your right hand. And just pause for a moment to feel all the sensations that are in the right hand if we direct our attention to it. Slowly start to curl the fingers of the right hand in towards the right palm, moving slowly enough to feel the air passing your fingers. Keep curling the fingertips into your palm. Keep curling, keep curling, and at some point the fingers will touch, or you'll feel the fingertip of a finger touch the palm. Pause there and gently bring the thumb across to meet the first and second finger. Feel this shape as though you're holding something valuable in your hand. Feel all the sensations, all the heat and tingling sensations in the right hand. Slowly start to grip the right hand. You might need to move your thumb as the fingers come in closer to the palm. Take in a breath and momentarily squeeze the fist tightly. Feel that for a count of 1, 2. Take a breath in, then spread the fingers apart as you breathe out, and then let the hand rest in its most relaxed position. Reflect for a moment on the idea that relaxing is not doing. Relaxing is letting go. Feel what the right hand feels like now. Dwell in the sensations in the right hand. Now move your awareness to your breathing. Feel the air come in the nostrils, go down the throat. Visualize the air going into your lungs. Feel the diaphragm pulling the lungs down and feel the tummy rise as a result as you breathe in. Then feel that process reverse as you breathe out and you feel the tummy sink and you feel the air going out your nostrils. Simply feel all the movements in the body that we call breathing for the next three breaths in and out. Now let your awareness move from the movements down to your right heel and ask yourself, is my right heel resting on the floor as comfortably as it can? If you're not sure, gently draw the toes of the right foot up towards the right knee just a little bit, and also turn the leg in and out just a few millimeters, just to feel it, and then let your heel and foot rest in its most comfortable position on the floor. And now the left heel. Ask yourself, is the left heel and leg resting as comfortably on the floor or the bolster as it can? If you're not sure, make the smallest possible movements until the left leg is resting as comfortably as it can, the heel on the floor, and perhaps the back of the leg on a bolster. Let all effort go from the body. Return your attention to the movements in the body we call breathing, and for the next three breaths, pause with the breath in, held lightly. Don't block anything, just simply pause the process and count 1, 2, and then relax that effort and let the breath go out of the body. For the next three breaths, please, pause with the breath in for a brief count of 1, 2, and then let the breath out. Now move your awareness back to the sensations in the body and the meeting points between your body and the floor. Let your awareness move around your hips and lower back now. And ask yourself, now that I'm relaxing, do I need to tuck my tail a tiny, tiny bit to help the lower back rest more firmly on the floor? Don't try too hard. This is just an experience. Now return your awareness to the movements in the body we call breathing, and this time for the next three breaths, once the breath is out, pause with the breath out for a count of 1, 2. Don't tighten any muscles or make any effort. Simply, when the breath is out, pause, count 1, 2, and then resume breathing. 3 times, please, in your own time. Now let your awareness return to the meeting points between your body and the floor and feel the right shoulder and arm. Is it resting completely comfortably on the floor? If you're not sure, slightly unweight the right shoulder, just enough to feel its weight, and then let it rest on the floor again. And now the left shoulder, slightly unweight the left shoulder, just a tiny amount, take a breath in, and on a breath out, let the left shoulder and arm rest completely on the floor. Now let your awareness move up to your neck and the back of your head and ask yourself, as I've relaxed and my body has lengthened, do I need to bring my chin into my chest a tiny amount to let my neck relax onto the floor? Now move your awareness to your scalp and your forehead and feel any remaining tension going out of the body with each breath out. Then feel the right eye and the left eye resting, the right cheek and the left cheek relaxing, top lip, bottom lip relaxing, jaw muscles completely relaxed, and a small space between the teeth and the tongue resting naturally on the palate or at the back of the front teeth. Is the place where your head is resting on the ground comfortable? If you're not sure, make tiny, tiny slow movements until the neck and the head feel completely, completely comfortable. Now, for the next couple of minutes, do nothing at all. Simply experience the sensations in the body, which are the sensations of being deeply relaxed. If you find your mind wandering during the practice, remind yourself to breathe and relax. Breathe and relax. And now it's time to bring ourselves back to our ordinary state of awareness. So to help us do that, lift your arms up to the ceiling and breathe deliberately into the top of your chest as you reach the arms out behind you and point your toes away from you. As you bring your arms back to your sides, let the breath out. Repeat, please, two more times in your own time. There's no hurry. Take your time. And when you've done that three times, slowly roll over onto your side and sit up. The practice is over.